The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Caesars.
How come your pickle is bigger than mine? That's not true of real life. Let's be honest. Your beef jerky is bigger than mine, too. I got the shaft.
Heart problems.
Didn't he have a heart problem or something?
Why, you mean he didn't try very hard?
No, he had
getting distracted.
Some shots from this spot. But one thing, did you try to get a fly in the middle of my car? I got to be focused here, man.
You're bugging me all day.
Jeez, I can barely even function at half of it, and you're making it hard on me. Jeez. We got Mr. Miyagi over here swatting flies.
It's time for Struds On.
Duncan Keith. All right. So, the great Jason Greger and Frank the Tank Servalli, they do their DFO podcast. And, Servalli put something down. They talked about that, basically in a nutshell, that the Oilers have put out their best leave it, take it or leave it type of deal. And there's only a price they want to give. Blackhawks have maintained they don't want to have withhold any money on this deal. So, you know, I get the take and leave it. I get the part about them not wanting to take any money back. But for the Edmonton Oilers, I just don't see how you can take any money in this and give assets. So let me just throw something out there. I'm not looking for anyone to say that this is the way it'll go. But what if this is what happens? The Oilers have to take Duncan Keith at full value. The Oilers, you know, they don't have to give much. Maybe they give a lower level prospect, way down from Caleb Jones, way down from some of those other guys like Broberg, all the way down. But in return, the Blackhawks sweeten the pot. And they're sending draft picks to the Oilers. So how would that make you feel? Just hold on for a second before people get worked up. They have a second rounder and a third rounder from Vegas. One this year, one next year. What if they say, okay, they are dead set on not giving up any contract or keeping any money? We say, okay, that's fine. We get it. But you're going to have to make it a deal for us. Does that make it more palatable for Oilers fans to get a second this year and a third next year? Now, I'm not saying Chicago would want to do it, but in every negotiation, there's got to be a breaking point, right? There's got to be something that it doesn't make sense for the Oilers just to take full value for Keith and give them something. So the Blackhawks have to, I believe, sweeten the pot and send it back the other way. And I'm looking at a second and third rounder that Vegas had. Now, they'd be a little bit later picks in those rounds because they're a pretty good team. But, you know, Connor Griggs, you know, is that something that even, you know, would be more, let's assume Chicago do it. Would that be more palatable for you guys to eat the full amount of Duncan Keith's contract the next 2 years?
Wow. Interesting. So I'm taking Keith and I'm getting a second rounder is what you're basically, you're doing Patrick Marleau for Toronto, right? When they traded Marleau to Carolina and then they got a first round pick. You're saying here's Duncan Keith and you get a second rounder.
A second and maybe the third. Because I just don't think that there's
Chicago's not going to give you both realistically. They're not going to give you both.
Okay.
But there's
something not adding up here.
Yeah, like right now, Strud, it comes down to how each organization values the player. Chicago values Duncan Keith. And Chicago's in the position of weakness. Exactly the same position that every team who has a player who says he wants out. You're in the position of weakness. Oiler fans know it full well. They've been there many times, unfortunately. And, you know, go back to Chris Pronger. You know, lots of players, when they ask for a trade, instantly their value drops. Now, sometimes it's going to drop way more, and then they obviously try to get the best deal they can. So the Duncan Keith trade just came out, and I've always felt like the biggest mistake people make is because they were like, well, if the Oilers hadn't traded Chris Pronger right away, they should have held out and they would have got more for him. No, they wouldn't have, right? Now, when Boston traded Joe Thornton, and he didn't even ask to get traded, like that was just a terrible trade, right? But in the case of Pronger, you could have waited another month. There wasn't going to be a ton of teams offering you more. Just wasn't going to happen. So, because they all knew, well, guess what? If anything, the longer you wait sometimes, I think you're like, if you're Ken Holland, and you just say, well, hey, Duncan Keith doesn't want to be there. So, come August or September, does Chicago really want, then what are they going to do? Well, okay, we're going to Keith, like, he shows up, doesn't want to be there. You know, it's not a good situation. So that's why I think the deal hasn't been consummated yet, because Chicago's ask is too high for what Edmonton's willing to pay. Now, I don't know if we'll ever get to the point where Edmonton gets Keith and a second round pick. You know, because I think Duncan Keith can offer you more than what Patrick Marleau had left when he was dealt out of Toronto. Okay, I'll say that right now. I think, like, Duncan Keith, at bare minimum, can still, I think, play 16, 17, 18 minutes and be fine. When guys play less later in their career, you can have success. And if you get to play with better partners, right? Like, he was playing with raw rookies, and I think Ian Mitchell's going to be a good NHL defenseman, but he's a rookie, right? Boquist was a rookie last year. Those were his two main partners. And two scouts I talked to said, Keith's style, he defends by being aggressive. And you can't change that. He's not suddenly going to be, okay, now I'm going to defend by sitting back. He doesn't know how to do it. He's never played in the NHL doing that. So he's not going to suddenly change. So you got to play him with a partner who can read and adapt to that better. So I think it's really pie in the sky to think that Edmonton's going to get Chicago to just give you Keith and a second rounder. Like, I think, like, that's probably that's the great scenario for Edmonton. I think it's probably going to be somewhere in the middle where, you know what, maybe, you know, Chicago eventually eats some salary. And I know their argument right now, Strudy, is that they don't owe him any salary, right? You're just taking on cap space. But for competitive teams, cap space is more important than the salary.
And that's why I guess I'm coming back with this, Griggs, is that you know the Oilers are in no need to trade for Duncan Keith at $5.5 million. It just, to me, they can't take that whole thing on. So you can't, even if you tell me it's Caleb Jones or Duncan Keith straight up, it's not the Jones that it hurts. To me, it's the Keith full value. So that there's a negotiation process there. And I would like to think that this just like you said, keep it on the back burner and you just kind of say, okay, this is what it is. Like, you, for that extra, let's call it $2 million. If we can agree as Oilers, if you're the Oilers, say we $2 million is too much for us. That's what hurts. We don't want that extra $2 million. You've got to pay us for that. How do you balance that out? And that is what I think is important. And it's, you know, you can go down a bit from Caleb Jones down to your sixth best left defenseman prospect or whatever you think it is. But there's got to be a payment for that cap space. That is what I see. That is, to me, the clincher in this deal.
Yeah, it's. I think it's one that happens, you know, later in the summer. Maybe it happens after the expansion draft, for sure. I don't, like, Edmonton's not in a position to rush to make this deal because they're not the desperate team. Right? Chicago is funny enough because Edmonton is desperate for left defenseman. But Chicago, I think, is a more desperate team because they have a player who wants out. And that just, you know, and it's not like it's supremely acrimonious. He wants out because of his lifestyle, for his kids. And it's hard. It's really hard, I think, for Chicago to be like, geez, like, this guy gave us a lot. I could see why they might, you know, like, they're going to try to do what's best for them. But at the end of the day, I think Chicago might just, you know, wear down and say, well, you know what, Duncan gave a lot for us. He's a Hall of Famer. He's going to be retired here. You know, we want him to be close to his kids. It's going to make him happier. Okay. You know, Edmonton, sure, we'll suddenly retain some salary. I don't think it's going to get to the point where it's retained salary and we give you a second rounder, but I think it could be retained salary for sure. Some of it anyway.